Today's focus on Tax Justice Warriors is on outreach and education for the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic grantee program. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Today, I'm going to look at outreach and education for the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic grantee program. I wound up doing quite a bit of outreach at the end of 2019, so I'm going to look more in depth at what that entails and look into the differences between outreach and education. It can be a little tricky as the lines get blurred, but I'm going to give my thoughts. Certainly, these are not the official directions of the LITC grantee program for including on the grantee report, but I do know that there are often questions when it comes to doing grant reporting on education and outreach, just what the difference is. So I'm going to talk through that a little bit, and hopefully that will give a little bit of guidance on including those items in your grantee report and on perhaps doing some events for outreach and education in the future. Now, to begin with, at the beginning, when I was doing grant reporting and working as a director, I would feel bad about reporting lower numbers when it came to outreach or education programs. And so some of that, I started working on doing presentations at public libraries. And I scheduled them during the tax season at various libraries in Kansas City, and I branched out into different libraries in Kansas. And frankly, I still got between 0 and 2 attendees at various locations. There was one funny story I have that I was doing a presentation in Newton, Kansas, and that is where my parents grew up. So some of my family was going to be there to listen to my presentation, and by a turn of events, my car broke down, so I needed my father to drive me out there as well. So really, the audience wound up being about a half dozen people who were all my family that I was presenting to about what I do. And so that wound up being one of the more successfully and better attended events for that tax season. But I did feel like it was a little bit of a cheat because I accidentally wound up packing the audience with my family there at that event. But one tip that I have heard, I believe Dee Dee Gowan gave her presentations at the LITC Grantee Conference. One thing that she does that I have learned is to find events that are already in progress, that are already planned, and just kind of find a way to join in that you have a captive audience already there, give the presentation, and maybe you can reach a broader group. But also, those of you who have been listening to this podcast know a little bit about the origin of the podcast, that by my not having large attendance at my presentations, I was looking for a way to broaden my audience, and I thought about using the podcast episodes for education and outreach as well. Now, turning to the differences between education and outreach, I will admit that the lines get a little blurry, and so it can be tricky to determine which kind of event you are doing, that I think sometimes a person might be doing a bit of both at the same event, but certainly I think of it as what kind of interaction you are having with the general public about taxes, and which is the main message that you are doing. Are you educating the public about a specific area of taxes, such as the need to file, credits available, or various programs available through the IRS, those kinds of topics? Or are you doing a message of, hello, the clinic is available that I work at, these are the programs we offer, seeking volunteers, those kinds of presentations? So like I was saying, it can be a bit of a mixed audience or a bit of a mixed message between the two. But to some degree, we need to look at the greater purpose of the presentation and use that to determine whether it was education or outreach. Now, when I say that I was busy for the last portion of 2019, part of that is because with the Kansas State University Tax Institute, that is an organization that I have partnered with where I am able to do presentations, a bit of a short pitch at as many of their locations as I can visit. And at each of those locations, I will give a quick pitch that the clinic is available. I feel like there are different tax practitioners who do not even know the low-income taxpayer clinic exists within Kansas, that the program is available. And there are even times that I feel Kansas Legal Services is one of the better-kept secrets within the state of Kansas, that people do not necessarily know we even exist or what our services entail. So I certainly like to do different grassroots speaking at these different events just to let people know we exist. Our services are available for low-income people. We offer free services. And I'm trying to let different accountants and enrolled agents, practitioners in the field know that if they have a low-income client, they can refer them to us for free. If that client is over our low-income clinic guidelines, perhaps there is an exception to assisting them, but certainly we are able to do free consultations no matter what the income level is for those higher income clients. Now, also in the Kansas City area, I asked for volunteers at that presentation, that if people wanted to work with me and assist. I did get one individual who said he works for the IRS. He works with large businesses, so would need to learn about individual income and small individual taxes. But he is planning to retire later this year, so he thought he could assist. Also, there was an individual with a background in Asia that she speaks Mandarin Chinese and different related languages. So she was offering to translate and assist in that fashion for the low-income taxpayer clinic. Now, I do believe there was a presentation at the recent grantee conference on enrolled agent volunteering. Plus, I would admit that the current enrolled agent who volunteers for me is a great assistant, but also I do not want her to have to carry the entire load of doing all of the volunteering for my clinic. So one tip I would mention is that there is a list of enrolled agents available through the IRS website. If you are wanting to search for more volunteers, that is certainly a way to contact them. You might just have to do a cold call, essentially sending out a form letter to the various enrolled agents and see who responds, but it is a way to try and find more volunteers for your clinic. Now, I wound up going to 6 out of the 8 locations that the Tax Institute was at throughout the state of Kansas. I was at Overland Park in Kansas City, Topeka, Salina, Wichita, Garden City, and Colby. Now, I was not able to attend the Hayes and Pittsburgh, Kansas locations, but I was able to cover a broad area of the state. There was a little bit of winter weather around Halloween in Kansas that made it a little trickier, but I did feel like I was able to do some good outreach throughout the state, let people know in western Kansas that the tax clinic exists, and it does help me to learn some about client issues, because certainly the Tax Institute takes a different track when it comes to western Kansas as opposed to central and eastern, that western Kansas has more of a focus on farming topics for tax practice. So it certainly helps me to think about farming issues, and by visiting western Kansas, it does help me to know better about what kind of clients those are, and thinking about the smaller farm and rural communities rather than the more urban communities in eastern Kansas when representing those western Kansas clients. Now, some other outreach that I did is I spoke at the different law schools in Kansas and one in Colorado. There are 2 law schools in Kansas, Washburn University School of Law and the University of Kansas School of Law, that I spoke through their tax student organizations for both Washburn and the University of Kansas. And I went from Colby when I was doing the Kansas State University Tax Institute. I visited the University of Denver, and I spoke to the low-income taxpayer clinic students there with Aaron Stearns and Samantha Galvin, that they generally asked me questions about my experiences. And so I was able to speak to the students about what working in a legal aid, covering the whole state of Kansas, and the different programs and the Collection Due Process Summit Initiative, what those involve. So I was glad to be able to speak to the students about what I am involved with, and hopefully that gave them some idea about one possible career path in the tax field. Now, my speaking at Washburn did help with working toward the course that I will be teaching soon this semester. It is good that I have a working relationship with both law schools in Kansas, with their tax departments, and I am glad that at the alma mater, Washburn, that I attended, I am able to foster and develop some education regarding the tax controversy field. Now, I have also presented for the AARP Tax Aid, that they focus on senior citizens for free tax assistance. And also this week, the VITA programs in Topeka and Leavenworth, I will be speaking to them about the programs that I offer. With them, I am also trying to let them know, since they see a variety of low-income people coming through their doors, that if those people also have a tax problem, to think about the low-income taxpayer clinic and refer them my way, that perhaps I can be of assistance to those individuals. Also, there is, through the American Bar Association, the Adopt a Base program, where they are trying to get tax attorneys at law firms in different areas to work with the military bases and instruct their people to learn about tax preparation, to provide free tax preparation services on the military bases as well. I have been in talks with them about the Adopt a Base program. I am seeing if that will work out for this year, but that is to be determined. So with these different initiatives I've been involved with, that is how I have been doing outreach and education. I will admit I lean a bit heavier on the outreach side, letting people know about the low-income taxpayer clinic, that it exists, and seeing if I can get volunteers for the program, that I would like to do more general education for the public. Some of what people do is get involved with the Mexican consulates or other gatherings for Hispanic or other ethnic groups and finding ways to have a translator or someone else to address those groups and let them know just some basics about tax filing requirements or other areas involved with taxes, because often there are scammers that target those ethnic groups and really prey upon people who are immigrants to the United States, that they do not understand what is involved with taxes. They're quite trusting when someone says, oh, I will do your taxes for you, I will get you a refund, and then those scammers will wind up taking the refund or doing something else that causes problems for them, perhaps just not making money off them, but messing up their tax filing, and those individuals get audited later on. So certainly the more education that is done in the English as a second language communities is all for the better. So hopefully this let you know about some of the differences in education and outreach. Hopefully it gave you some ideas for how to expand your program. And I hope that has been of some assistance to you. Thank you for tuning in to Tax Justice Warriors.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.